Father Ben mentioned at the start of Mass, my name is Father Chad Arnold. It's a great joy to be with you this morning, and I am the vocations director for our diocese. And if by chance you're not familiar with what that is, it basically means I serve as a resource for those who are considering the possibility that God might be calling them to the priesthood. It's a great privilege to serve in this role because I get to talk about and share with others what has been one of the greatest gifts I have ever received in my life, the priesthood. Now, occasionally I come across a young man who feels called but is nervous about taking that next step. If that is you, I'll share with you one of the phrases Jesus repeats most often in the Gospels. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. If there is one thing I can testify to in my life, it is that God has always been far more generous to me than I have ever been to Him. Do not be afraid. Whatever we think we might be giving up, whatever we think we might be sacrificing, God is never outdone in generosity. When we say yes to God, we don't regret it. God is never outdone in generosity. When we say yes to God, we don't regret it. And that is true in all of our lives. Whether we are talking about something as big as a vocation or something as small as everyday choices, when we say yes to God, we don't regret it. It's a simple truth, but it's hard to live. So how do we do it? At least how do we get a little bit better at saying yes to God in our life? I want to share two ideas with you that may be of help. Now, both of these ideas, you probably already know, but they are so important, so fundamental, that they bear repeating. The first is to be utterly convinced, to know deeply within us that our God is a God of tremendous love. Not just a general love that we talk about vaguely, but a specific, an individual love for each one of us. And it is out of that love that He desires our good. We have to know that deeply within us. We have to be able to trust in that fact, because there will always be times where God's will, in the moment, does not look that good to us. Times where we may think, I will be miserable if I say yes to that. Times where we say, this is too hard. I can't do it. And it's precisely in those moments that we fall back on our deeply held knowledge that God loves me passionately, individually, and He wills my good. And if it is in fact God's will, then even though I can't see it, it will be for my good. And then through that path, I will know greater joy, greater fullness, greater love. So that's the first step to getting better at saying yes to God, to hold deep in the marrow of our bones the truth that God loves me and wills my good. The second step is just as basic. Prayer. If we are going to say yes to what God asks of us, we better make sure we're listening. Prayer. God will rarely shout at us over the din of our life. We need to make intentional time to speak to Him and to listen to Him. And there's a variety of ways we do that. The sacraments, praying with Scripture, spiritual reading, the rosary, the chaplet, adoration, etc., etc. And whereas it's good to hunger for more effective ways or better ways to pray, at its root, our goal in prayer is simply to place ourselves before God. That's it. To place ourselves before our Almighty God. We can't control when or how God will speak to us. We can't control the fruits that will come out of that prayer. Most of the time, we can't even control the feelings we have during our prayer. What we can control is whether we show up or not. It's in that day in and day out showing up for our prayer that we show ourselves to be faithful, that we demonstrate a tangible desire to do God's will, and God will work through that. He will respond to our fidelity. He has promised it throughout the Scriptures. So if we want to grow in holiness, if we want to get better at saying yes to the will of God, if we want to discern our God-given vocation, we can boil it down to two very simple starting blocks. One, to deeply know God's personal love for us, that He wills our good. And two, prayer. To intentionally place ourselves before God on a daily basis. With those two things in place, we will be ready to hear the words God has for us. And with a trusting heart, we will be ready to say yes and to act. Do not be afraid.